There is a formal meditation practice that has been used, especially in the Zen tradition, of walking meditation, which is certainly an example of meditation in action. In some varieties of Zen, this is alternated on a regular basis with sitting practice. I think there are many ways to do walking meditation. I've heard John say that you can do walking meditation very effectively in a supermarket, wheeling a cart around. In the formal practice, usually I've done this walking back and forth on a path that may be 5, 6, 10 paces. And you begin by standing comfortably with the eyes open or half closed, concentrate on the breathing, drop into the quiet state, and then begin with the intention to lift the foot. So let's say you begin the pace with the right foot. The first would be to notice the formation of the intention to lift the right foot. Then there is the actual lifting of the foot. Then the experience of the body with one foot on the ground and one foot in the air. Then the experience of the movement of the foot in the air forward. Then the placement of the foot down on the ground. Then the full weight of the body on the ground and the intention formed to lift the left foot and move that forward. So this is usually done as walking in extreme slow motion. It's very interesting to watch a group of people doing walking practice together. You can walk to the end of your path and then reverse directions. And often walking practice of this sort is done 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and then go back to a period of sitting practice. Again, I don't think the end in itself is to be able to walk this way. It's rather to give you a sense that you can take the experience of being centered, being meditative, being mindful, and retain connection with that state while your body is moving. While you're doing other things, it helps reinforce the idea that the goal of this practice is to take it into the world. That is to be able to move through the world in a state as mindful as possible. And I think from that state to be more effective as a human being, that to do the things that you have to do more skillfully, to cause less harm, to move more quietly and peacefully on the planet, I think those are all very desirable goals, and there are many ways of approaching this.